C. Dealing with death. A majority of elderly people in the developed world die in hospitals or other healthcare institutions instead of in the comfort of their own homes. As patients' conditions worsen, the number of surgeries and other treatments they undergo often skyrockets, leading to enormous medical costs and great stress for both patients and their relatives. According to some research, these procedures are rarely effective and may do more harm than good. In 2010, a study of patients with a fatal type of lung cancer was conducted. Those whose care was focused on simply relieving their symptoms and mental stress lived at least as long as those who underwent surgery or other physically demanding treatments. Harvard physician and author Dr. Atul Gawande argues for an alternative approach to dying. While Gawande admits that doctors are partly to blame for the overuse of measures such as surgery, he says the key to change lies with the attitudes of patients. By accepting that death is inevitable and focusing on improving the quality of their final days, patients will make decisions regarding any treatment accordingly. By doing so, Gawande believes patients can pass away with more dignity.
Questions. Number 15. What did the 2010 study reveal about terminally ill patients? Number 16. How does Dr. Atul Gawande believe end-of-life care should change?